And we welcome you back inside to the Scottish Rite Building in downtown South Bend, Indiana, where we are getting set to bring you coverage of the 2009 South Bend Community School Corporation Annuals Coaches Dinner. It is a celebration of the upcoming as well as the outgoing 2008-2009 season. A couple of special awards will be given out tonight. Teresa Hagenau will receive the Lee Porter Award, and Bob Berger, the former Riley basketball coach, will receive the Sam Wegner Award winner. We did some interviews with them earlier that we taped. They'll be on our website a little bit later on, and we will have full coverage of this entire awards presentation coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Some big dignitaries on hand.
It's a who's who.
That's right. Right. All the athletic directors, Bill Groves here, Marilyn Cotton of Washington, Joe Huppenthal from Clay is here tonight. Superintendent James Capsa is here. Dr. Myrtle Wilson, the deputy superintendent in the house
John
tonight.
John Cottons as well.
A lot of memories by a lot of people being shared tonight.
And John,
Bruce,
we've only been on the air for less than a minute already. You've hit a home run.
I have.
Yeah, your interview with Bob Berger is going to go in the broadcast wing of the Broadcast Hall of Fame there.
Bob is just such a great guy, and what he has given to the South Bend Community School Corporation, you know, over the years as a coach. Obviously, he did a lot with the middle school. And I just get to tease out there a little bit to these folks. I want you to go back later on and listen to the interview. We taped it a little bit earlier, and we'll have it on our archives later on this evening. But, you know, it was great. And Bob is a great guy, and it's a well-deserved award. And I'm really interested to hear his speech come up here in just a little while. The Director of Athletics of the South Bend Community School Corporation, Kirby Whitaker, is going to serve as your Master of Ceremonies here tonight. We're going to be hearing from him throughout the evening. Of course, Nan Tilchinski, the former athletic director of the South Bend Community School Corporation, is here tonight, and a who's who of coaches and the Berger family down there. And when's the last time, Bruce, you saw Bob, Rob, and Jim all together in a long line of the coaching family in the Burgers?
You know, the local restaurant in town?
You can tell that Bob and Rob have been belly up to the bar. I don't know about Jim so much. Jim teaches at Riley, teaches social studies at Riley High School, and he does a great job. Jeff Hall is here from Adams. I saw Bill Groves a little bit earlier. Greg Humnipke, the former athletic director at Clay High School, is
John
here.
John Berta as well.
John Berta is here. And I haven't had a chance to talk to all these folks yet tonight, but I'm hoping to get to do so. But we're going to be bringing you coverage of this coach's dinner. It's a great night and a great celebration, and I think Bob hit it right on the head. This is a celebration of the good going on in this corporation.
That's right. One other thing, John, before Kirby gets going, to Kirby Whitaker is now at the podium. To his right is James Capsa, the superintendent of the Public School Corporation. To Kirby's Kirby's left is Nan Tolchinski, former South Bend Community School Corporation AD.
And right off to the right of Mr. Capsa is Dr. Myrtle Wilson, who is the deputy superintendent of the South Bend Community School Corporation. And there's a guy sulking back there. That would be the athletic director at Riley High School. Mm-hmm. One Mr. Jay Dow with some final instructions, I think, here for the man, the myth, and the legend, as we called him when we walked in. We do want to thank Mr. Capsa and Kirby Whitaker for allowing us to come here and do this tonight. This is an honor for us. It's a continuing developing relationship with the South Bend Community School Corporation. And even though it's baseball season, it's 70 degrees outside, Bruce and I are very honored and humbled to be here tonight in front of all these great people.
It's wonderful. Jonathan May, make a plug for BroadcastSport.net.
Sure.
Not next week, but the following week we'll begin our spring porch coverage in earnest as we try to pick up as many baseball and softball games as allowed by Mother Nature for this time of year. Last year we got washed out a lot and we had a limited broadcast. We're hopefully bringing you several baseball and softball games for your enjoyment this spring.
Unfortunately, Scott Campbell wanted to come tonight, the Riley softball coach, but they had a game rained out Tuesday night against Warsaw. The Lady Cats down at Warsaw tonight to take on Warsaw in a softball game, so he's not here tonight, but we will. Next week is spring break in the South Bend schools. A lot of the teams have a limited amount of games, and I'm going to be on vacation next week, but you're right. That week starting the 13th of April, we will start bringing you a lot of baseball and softball, so we hope you will join us throughout the spring season right here on BroadcastSport.net, and a lot of that's made possible by a lot of the folks that are here tonight, including the Director of Athletics for the South Bend Community School Corporation. And let's go down to the podium and get started. Here's the Director of Athletics of the South Bend Community School Corporation, Kirby Whitaker.
It is my great pleasure to welcome everyone this evening to this prestigious annual event known as the Coach's Dinner for the South Bend School Corporation. I guess by way of taking care of some housekeeping duties, if you need to go back upstairs, go through this room here and up those steps. There are restrooms up there. There is a small restroom back through this door. I will warn you, watch out for the cold water. If you're looking for a shower, don't watch out. But be careful. An evening like this requires absolutely incredible preparation for 300 people and last-minute surprises and so forth. The first person I need to acknowledge or thank is Ellen Taylor, my assistant, and I don't know that she's down here right now, but she did a tremendous job, spent over 100 hours working on this evening. I also need to thank our athletic coordinators and athletic directors. A very special thank you to our sponsors that are listed in your program, and also to the Scottish Rite, the Skillet, and Town Club Catering. Also on your table, one of our great sponsors this evening, B&B Athletic Apparel, a new company, t-shirts and athletic apparel. They have business cards on your table, so please feel free to take one of those. Great product at a good price and quick service. And it's also our South Bend folks, Roy and Tracy Lesher. Before I go further, I would like to acknowledge something that we just found out this afternoon, and that is, Hollywood, where are you? Stand up. Do you know Hollywood's the field man at Jackson? I've just been informed that Jackson and Clay Fields have been placed in the top 10 in a national competition for Pioneer Corporation. So, congratulations. Also at your table in your program are envelopes for the Education Foundation. So, feel free to contact those folks and make a generous donation. They do great work. I'd like to introduce some dignitaries here this evening. And first, is the family of Sam Wagner here? Okay. How about the family of Lee Porter? Right here. Mrs. Porter is right here with John Hess in the chair. Let's give Mrs. Porter a hand. Thank you so much for coming, Mrs. Porter. I would like to acknowledge the family of Woody Miller. Are they here? Right over here. Ladies, we would like to ask you two to join us up here. Thank you. I would like to acknowledge members of the School Board of Trustees for South Bend. Would you please stand? All the past recipients of the Wagner and Porter Award, would you please stand? Now, before I go on, I want to ask a special favor of you past recipients. This event tonight is being broadcast on the internet live worldwide, and it will be archived so that people can go back and visit for years, and we will have established the precedent of capturing South Bend history. And this was Mr. Jay Dow's idea. I think Jay's down here. And we will... We would ask that you past winners, if possible, find your way upstairs tonight and have an interview with our broadcasters. That would be fantastic. I would like to acknowledge Superintendent Capsa and Deputy Superintendent Dr. Wilson. I would like to acknowledge all the other principals, administrators, and central office staff who might be present. Please stand up. Principals, too. Members of the media, please stand up. Don't be shy. Last year you were hiding. I know you're here. They're apparently laying. I do know they're here. Honored guests that are the South Bend coaches, please stand up. Coaches, stand up. Representatives of our Department of Transportation, please stand up. Representatives of our field crews and all of our maintenance, please stand up. Again, Hollywood. Thank you for the work that you do. Retired employees of the South Bend School Corporation, please stand up if you can. Or if you feel like it. Other employees not yet mentioned, please stand up. Mr. Greg Homnick, Archivist and Secretary of the NIC, please stand up. And up above, as I mentioned, we have John and Bruce of BroadcastSport.net and also John's associated with the Riley Broadcasting, and they do great work for us. We would also like to thank everyone else that does anything for our corporation. At this time, I would like to introduce our superintendent, Mr. Jim Capsa, for a few welcoming words.
If I act a little nervous, I apologize. I'm not used to speaking to this large of a group drinking beer, so bear with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had the privilege of working in the South Bend Corporation for now 40 years. And I did attend the first program, and I've been coming every year. So I've been coming since 1977. And I say that because we believe that there are some rookies in this room that don't know how to act at these banquets. So very quickly, I want to give you a couple of rules. Number one, always sit at the end of the table. If it's a buffet or as a sit-down, you get to the food first. Also, as you're picking up the food, get the dessert, because there might not be anything left afterwards. That's important. Third piece, if you're called upon to speak, keep it short. That's most important. Fourthly, and I don't know if he's here yet or not, but Michael Chinaki, would you raise your hand, please? And the fourth rule is never sit next to Michael Chinaki, because he's going to eat your food and he's going to spill the beer. This happens at every banquet. And lastly, and most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, it's kielbasa, not sausage, that you're going to be eating this evening. Just a message, really, to all the coaches, and that is with all the local, state, and national debate about the graduation rates, it is you, I believe, through your efforts in athletics, that continue to play a major role in keeping our kids in school. I thank you for your dedication, your professionalism, your expertise, and your patience in making sports really go in South Bend. Thank you, and enjoy your meal.
I want to correct one omission. I thanked them, but I forgot to have the athletic coordinators and athletic directors stand. Please stand. Michael Chinaki, would you stand again, please? No, stay up, please. I know nothing about your beer situation. But I did want to announce to this group that Michael's group from Jefferson recently competed at the NCAA Women's Regional Basketball Tournament in a phys ed physical fitness contest. They were the winners, and they won an all-expense-paid trip to the Final Four in St. Louis, Jefferson School. We have a retirement award this evening, and I would like to ask Rebecca Stafford to come forward. as some of you may know, that Becky took over the athletic directorship at Clay really just a very short time ago. After her first week as athletic director, the Clay boys won the sectional in basketball. I said, Becky, what's so hard about this job? You just set a state record for the fastest sectional championship of any athletic director in history. So we are proud to honor Becky this evening. Apparently she won't be staying around as Clay athletic director, but will be retiring at the end of the year. This is for Becky Stafford in appreciation for meritorious service as a teacher and coach from the South Bend Corporation, April 2nd, 2009. At this time, I would like to ask Mr. Richard Rice of TCU to come forward. For those that don't know, Teachers Credit Union has for years been a major sponsor of South Bend Athletics. And this gentleman standing here has pumped a lot of money into our kids and our programs. And I will tell you that we absolutely could not do it without him. We are so honored to have him here this evening and to be able to thank him for his contribution yearly to help our kids and to keep our sports programs alive and active. So it is my pleasure at this time to present a special award this evening, a thank you to Richard Rice of TCU for your continuous support and promotion of South Bend Community Athletic Programs.
Thank you very much. But first of all, it's the members' money, and most of you are members. Well, if you're not, you better be. But it's not a hard decision to make. From my perspective, athletics make a difference in our community. And at the credit union, one of the things that I've always been interested in is making our community better. And I don't know of any way of making our community better than supporting athletics, especially at the high school level, because it makes a difference in so many kids' lives. It makes a difference in giving them opportunities. And I will tell you that, and I have to say I'm biased about this, but I think whenever I see that someone's played a sport in high school, they've been part of a team, I know they're going to be a better employee, because no organization exists without teamwork. And if you've been an athlete and you've went through all 4 years, whether it's high school, grade school, whatever, if you've made it through and you've been part of the team, then you're going to make a better employee. Also, I would tell you that South Bend Community School Corporation has a special place in my heart. The seven teachers founded the credit union. My wife retired out of South Bend Schools as a teacher. And I'll tell you that some of my... when I moved here, when I first took the job here, and I see some of the people that have received this award, you know, this is special for me just being here, looking at some of the first state championship in football with Beans Van Camp. I mean, to be at a podium where he's been honored in the past, it's just special to me. And then my old buddy Mike Sacchini, to honor him, I always have looked to Mike as being someone special, Ron Bella, Harry Lewandowski, of course, Jim Powers. I've heard stories about Jim Powers from my father-in-law at YMCA and how he could play basketball. So to receive an award from an organization that honored these individuals is just special to me. And we at the credit union really appreciate all of your support and what you do for our community, because the time you spend coaching these kids, we couldn't pay you enough money to do that. So thank you very much.
Many years ago, I would go to basketball games, and I would see this gentleman near the court at every game, and I really didn't know who he was, and he never really introduced himself, and I thought, well, who is this guy? He's just kind of a basketball junkie, and he's always around. And I was getting a little bit concerned. And then I found out through coaching and so forth that it was Woody Miller. We were saddened by Woody's recent passing, but we had determined several months ago in consultation with Mrs. Tolchinski that Woody would get an award this year. Of course, Woody didn't know it, and now he has passed on, but his family members are here this evening, and I'm going to have them come up and present this award with our grateful appreciation to Woody, and with the intent that this will become a yearly award. So, Mrs. Miller, and I believe the daughter, right? Please come on out. Again, Woody was such a part of local basketball, and this award is to our friend Woody Miller for Excellence in Sports Media 2009. When we talk about the Woody Miller Award, when we talk about the Lee Porter Award, when we talk about the Sam Wagner Award, we're talking about awards that were named for people that were living, breathing human beings that worked and lived among us and gave us their best and shared their gifts and their lives with us. And so as I prepare to lead into the very special reason that we're here this evening for our Wagner and Porter recipients, I just want everybody to know and to pause for a second. Anytime we have an award named after somebody, I think it's a very special thing. I think that for an award winner, that has to be a very, very special and honoring thing to receive an award from someone who was among us and who has gone on, but who has left such an incredible legacy and who has affected so many lives. And truly, the two men that we are honoring tonight with these awards that they are named after were such as that. And truly, our two recipients tonight are such as that. So at this time, it is my great privilege to introduce the first lady of South Bend Sports and last year's winner of the Sam Wagner, Nan Tolchinski, who will introduce our winners this evening.
Good evening. It's great to be here, and it's also great to stand on my own 2 feet and not be in a wheelchair this year. I would like to begin with the Porter Award and just a short explanation. The Porter Award is the kindergarten through eighth grade service award presented annually to a person who has been a teacher or administrator in our kindergarten through eighth grade schools. The recipient of this award has exemplified quality that Lee Porter embodied: enthusiasm, love of children, kindness, fair play, and always expecting children to live up to their potential. At this time, I would like to give you an introduction about the Porter Award winner this year, Teresa Hagenaugh. The vast majority of us here tonight have experienced the highs and the lows of coaching. We have all stressed the need for knowing the fundamental skills for each sport. There are some of us who love the opportunity to work with aspiring young athletes, taking them from zero skills to more skilled participants. This year's Lee Porter Award recipient, Teresa Hagenaugh, is just that kind of a person. She labored in introducing fundamentals to the youngsters of the South Side. Teresa is a 1942 graduate of East Chicago, Washington. She did her undergraduate work at Purdue. She also, before she came to South Bend, worked in Bremen for a short amount of time. But when a position opened at Lincoln, long before Title IX changed the playing field for young women and young girls, Teresa taught and coached in the middle grades, be it called middle school, junior high school or intermediate school. The name never mattered as long as there were kids who wanted to learn to play games the right way. Volleyball was her favorite sport, and she coached and then later obtained her official's license through the IHSAA. Teresa worked at Lincoln and at Marshall most of her career. She retired from the corporation in 1989, but she didn't retire from teaching. When she and I spoke last week, she told me she would stop at my house after school was out because she was still substitute teaching regularly. Teresa has just recently given up her officiating. When the Porter was founded, it offered the opportunity to recognize people just like Teresa, who, like Lee Porter, believed and still believe today in kids and sport and commitment. This is a thank you to Teresa from all the South Bend folks who witnessed your efforts and from the kids that you worked with. Teresa.
Mr. Capps's rule. He said to go ahead and keep it short, and that's what I'm going to do. I am really deeply honored to receive the Lee Porter Award. I am one of the fortunate to have had the opportunity to be involved in the beginning of athletics for girls by teaching physical education, first of all, and then by coaching. My biggest interest was in developing the physical skills, and then also along with that, the sportsmanship to prepare each one of the young ladies and the young men that I had worked with. Eventually, as the years went by, girls' athletics became equal to that of the boys, and at the present time, it is equal to that of the boys. I'm overwhelmed today to see the number of friends and family and teacher that I have worked with from Lincoln, Marshall, and the present time, Hay, where I am presently a permanent substitute. And I will never forget. And I hope at my age, I will continue to do so, and I will not admit my age today. I tell you what it is, you wouldn't believe it anyway. So again, I thank all of you, first of all, for being here in attendance, and I thank you for the Lee Porter Award. I'll never forget it. Thank you very much.
And now we'll have Nan come back to present the Sam Wagner Award.
You retire and you still do these things. I don't get that. The Sam Wagner Award is presented in appreciation for outstanding contributions to the welfare of young people and in recognition of great personal commitment to the ideals exemplified by Sam Wagner as a gentleman, a teacher, and a coach. This year's Sam Wagner Award recipient, Mr. Bob Berger, was raised in Napanee and matriculated through the Napanee school system. He then earned both his undergrad and graduate degrees from Ball State. Bob started teaching in 1967 at Navarre and coached basketball, track, football, and wrestling. In 1969, he moved over to LaSalle High School, where he taught and was the assistant basketball coach for 8 years, learning the fine points of the game from head coaches Bob Rensberger, George Leonakis, George Griffith. Great names in South Bend basketball. Finally, in 1977, he was named the head coach at Riley, and for the next 20 years, he guided the Wildcats through 5 sectional championships, 3 NIC championships, a regional championship in 1990. Bob's teams at Riley won 239 games during that 20-year period. Bob was Metro Coach of the Year in both 90 and 91 and was inducted into the Riley High School Athletic Hall of Fame in 2000. All this being said, Bob was a very respected teacher, a willing volunteer both to his AD and to other Riley coaches, and tonight he rightly deserves the Sam Wagner Award. I'm stopping here because Bob says he wants lots of time to talk. So your Wagner Award recipient, Bob Berger, Mr. Riley Basketball, all around great guy.
Well, I'm glad that everyone is following Mr. Capps' rules. Since I'm retired, I guess I don't have to follow them anymore. So, I don't know, just don't fall asleep on me. I'd like to thank Nan for the kind introduction and the kind words. I'd also like to thank the selection committee for selecting me for the Sam Wagner Award. I personally did not know Sam Wagner. But as I look at the list of people who have won this before me, the respect that I had for just about all of those people was the same thing that they used to say about Sam. So even though I never have met him, I have a pretty good idea of what type of person he was based on some of the previous award winners. And for that, I'm very humble to be selected for this by the selection committee. I would also like to congratulate Mrs. Hagenaugh. I have a few stories here for her, but I will try to cut those short. I would like one thing. My longtime assistant, Jay Seneff, are you here? Jay, stand up, please. Stand up. Now take a good look at Jay. Just a minute. Stay up, Jay. You don't have to. And I also now, before we go any further, I'm making a point here. My grandson, Robbie Berger, age 9. Now, Jay is 75. My question is, what do those two have in common? Well, to make a long story short, they both have had Mrs. Hagenaugh for a teacher. I would also like at this time to recognize my family. Very, very important to me. Family should be very important to all of us. First, I would like to introduce my wife, Maria, my son, Rob, and his wife, Jen, my daughter-in-law, my grandchildren, Robbie, who you've met, yeah, good, stay up. Okay. My grandchildren, child Cassie, granddaughter, my son Jim, my daughter Erin, and my Erin's husband Todd, my son-in-law. My family is here with me tonight. In talking to Al Lazar, for the interview or the article that was in the paper last Friday, you know, he asked me two questions, and we spent a lot of time on them, but nothing from that came out in the article. But he asked me two questions that I'd like to address tonight. The one question was, why did you come to South Bend? And the second question was, why did you stay in South Bend for 40 years? Well, I would like to address those. The first one, both of them are really very simple answers. In the spring of my junior year at Ball State, we had to sign up for student teaching. There's 4 or 5 of us there in the room that are talking about it. I says, you know, I would really like to go to a larger school system than what I went through. I went through Napanee High School. There were 63 graduates in the class of 63. And I said, I'd like to go to Sunday. I'm really thinking about South Bend, but I don't know South Bend well enough. I don't know the schools there that well. Well, one of the kids in the room jumps up. He says, his name is Jim Buda. Went to Washington High School, lived on Poland Street. He says, you got to go to Washington and student teach. That's the best school in the city. They have the best teachers. They have the best athletic teams. You know, they have the greatest students. They're all neat people there. And I said, okay. It was about that simple because I didn't know that well. So all of a sudden, I sign up. And sure enough, I am assigned to Washington High School. That's how I first got to Washington High School. I'm assigned to Subby Nowicki at Washington High School. Also, I work very closely with Beans Van Camp, who I see is here tonight, Joe Nowicki. They are all previous Wagner Award winners. So I got in with some pretty powerful company. And those three guys took me under their wing. They made me feel comfortable. The students at Washington High School, Mr. Bradford I see back there, Mr. McCullough, don't know if he's here or not, they were around at Washington High School. These were all a number of people, just great kids. And I said, this is probably going to be the place for me. I was offered a job at Navarre School. Worked for an outstanding middle school coach, worked with, I should say, an outstanding middle school coach, George Downer. Really knew how to teach fundamentals. But one thing that George taught me that I think all of you can really take from George, and I hope I can leave it with you, coaches, you gotta work with each other. You have to help each other. Whether it's taking tickets, keeping the clock, running the scoreboard, whatever. You know, don't expect millions of people to come running in to help you with that. But if you help each other, I think that then things will be much easier and they in turn will help you. Just for the record, my second year at Navarre, George Downer was the head football coach. I was the assistant football coach. I was the head basketball coach. George Downer volunteered to be the assistant basketball coach. George was the head wrestling coach. I volunteered to be assistant wrestling coach. I was the head track coach. He volunteered to be the assistant track coach. That's the type of person George was, and that's what, you know, I tried to carry on as I moved up through things, through the system, and tried to advance in coaching. Went to LaSalle High School. Again, what great people there. Bob Rensberger, one of the original NBA players. He was an All-American at Notre Dame, but being able to work with him. George Leonakis, the disciplinarian, the Marine. You learn a lot of things from George. George Griffith, I always referred to him, he was dumb like a fox. I'll tell you, you know, sometimes George didn't know, act like he knew what he was really doing, but he just out-coached everybody. And people like Mike Cicchini. Mike taught me one thing, and I will never forget, and that is passion. Coaches, if you don't have passion for coaching, passion for being with kids, then you're really missing out on something. I'll tell you, go talk to Mike Cicchini for 30 seconds, and you'll see the passion he has for life. And that is something I hope I can just pick up 50% of what he has. I was able to go then as head coach to Riley High School and have been there for 30 years. Some of the assistants that I had that were very loyal to me, extremely loyal to me, and I'm grateful to them. Tom DeBates won a state championship. Jay Seneff, extremely loyal. Matter of fact, there was one year he was coaching freshman ball. When that was over, he went back and coached the seventh grade team. He coached two basketball teams in a season. Again, one of those major contributors. Dan Walkie, most organized person I'd ever seen. You know, nothing ever got by Dan. You know, he was extremely organized. Don Wilson, Mr. Tough Guy, loved the kids. A little bit of, I call him a little bit of the Tom Izzo type person, which is nasty to the kids, but he loved them. And they respected him for that. Carol Wallace. Carol worked with me, volunteered for many years. You know, I keep seeing in the paper and stuff about study tables and things like that. Well, Carol was doing that 20, 25 years ago. And I was always grateful for the contributions that she made. Also, sometimes when we're younger, we can kind of poo-poo administrators. But I'll tell you, when you have a good administrator in your school, it really makes things go smoothly. I was able to work at LaSalle with Harry Lewandowski, the best athletic director in South Bend in the last 40 years. I'm not going to say any more. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. John Berta, who I worked with most of my coaching career at Riley. We worked very closely together and got things accomplished, got things done, and so supportive of me. Also, Algie Oldham, principal, first started. The most professional person I have ever run into in my life. As a principal, he treated teachers, coaches, students with great respect. He didn't play games, wasn't trying to, you know, do goofy things. Just was a straight shooter and was very understanding of human nature. Most of my career of coaching was with George McCullough as the principal. I was very lucky to have coached while Mr. McCullough was principal. He was so supportive of me. I do know, and I learned this from the hall guard, you know, I ruffle a few feathers every once in a while, a lot of times. But, you know, there might be some angry parents coming in. George would meet him at the door, you know, tell him, hey, our coach is doing just fine. Just leave him alone. Now get out of my building. And John Floyd used to tell me those type of stories. It was so appreciative of it. South Bend has been very good to myself and my family. I've lived in South Bend for 42 years, and really our whole life now is South Bend, and I can all give all of that credit to being employed by the South Bend Community School Corporation. And it is for that reason why, with such humility, that I accept the Sam Wagner Award. Thank you.
Coach, I never really realized the similarity with Dick Vitale. Coach Berger and Teresa, you now etch your names into the history of South Bend in a very special way. We're very honored to have you join the historic group of past winners this evening. In case you don't know it, you now are a part of an elite fraternity that every year gets to elect who will come after and be the winners. So we will be contacting you next year and soliciting your advice. Those of you who have been here before, remember that in the past, we've had a huge banner that would be behind us, and then the recipients would get the banner. I can tell you that such a banner was an extremely expensive proposition. And this year, my assistant, Ellen Taylor, had an idea. Perhaps we could put that money to better use. So we will be giving the Education Foundation some money this evening in honor of Coach Berger and Teresa to establish a fund for coaches beginning in the year 2010 to be able to apply for grants to assist with their programs. Now, in a second, Mr. Capps is going to pray, and I think he's got a lot of things to pray for. and then he's going to introduce Mrs. Cottons to come up and direct us to how the tables will be dismissed for the food. But I'm going to use my executive prerogative here, Mrs. Cottons, and say that Mrs. Porter and Mr. Hess back here will go first. This time, Mr. Capps.
Please bow your heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity and bringing all of us together this evening. Tonight is a special time dedicated to honoring and thanking athletic coaches for all of their efforts during the past year. It is only through their involvement that the South Bend Community School Corporation can properly offer to our students the many sport programs available in our buildings. Please provide us continued success as we meet the many challenges daily of this very important service. And finally, Father, God bless the cooks. Thank you.
Washington Athletic Director Marilyn Cottons.
Good evening. After the head table, I'm going to go ahead and start dismissing tables from this side of the floor. Ellen, where are you? Wave your hands. They want us to go through that door by Ellen and go through the hall and then around and back. So enjoy.
Good job. Well, that is the official presentation of the Lee Porter and Sam Wagner Award here at the Scottish Rite Building in South Bend, Indiana. Teresa Hagenow, of course, the Lee Porter Award winner. Bob Berger, the Sam Wagner Award winner, and a long line of great coaches and teachers and mentors who have won this award for the last several years. We have been honored to be here with you tonight here on BroadcastSport.net as people begin now to assemble for dinner. And, Bruce, it's one of those occasions that, you know, you hear about all the negativity that goes on in South Bend schools about the politics right now, obviously, with the hiring of an Adams football coach. Riley is still in need of a football coach. As we know, Clay is in need of an athletic director. All of the stuff that goes on, you know, Mr. Capps has so much on his plate right now with the New Tech High School, full-day kindergarten, and all this other stuff going on. It's a great night to celebrate the life of the South Bend Community School Corporation and its athletic programs.
Yeah, it should be, John. The focus should be on the coaches in the South Bend Community School Corporation. It is a night of celebration for people that have never been to an athletic event. It's amazing to see what these athletic coaches and athletic directors have to do during the year, the number of hours that they put on it, and also the love they have for the kids in the school. It's a tonight's an outstanding night, and everybody should be celebrating with the best of them. And I want to thank Kirby Whitaker and Alan Taylor for inviting us here this evening as well.
It's been a great honor. And just a little history on the Wagner Award for those of you who don't know, this award dates all the way back to 1977 when the guy by the name of Paul F. Bame, who obviously worked in the South Bend schools as a coach, later went on to work for the South Bend Recreation Department and has a park named after him on the northeast side of town, was the first recipient of this award. And you go down and you look at some of the names on this list: Louis Zabo, Steve Horloff, Harry Lewandowski, who Bob Berger talked about in his speech. That is Dwayne's dad, of course, the former writer of the South Bend Tribune, who does a lot of PA work for the South Bend Community School Corporation. So the Lewandowski name continues this tradition through his son, Dwayne. Mo Aronson, who you and I knew personally from some relationships that we had at our church that we go to and through the school corporation. Of course, Mo was a great, great guy, and he is a winner of this. Dave Dunlap, the great Riley swim coach for a number of years. You can be the worst swimmer in the pool, table, but he would be the guy that would meet you at the lane and say, hey, you did a great job even if you finished up last. Dave was just that kind of a great guy. Ed Zeus, former athletic director at Adams High School. He was the athletic director when I was at school. As we said, Dave, Tom Rogeman, who now works for the South Bend Schools. He also has some ties over at Mishawaka, but has a lot of ties to South Bend. Ron Bell, who currently is in charge of the South Bend Alumni Association and was the athletic director for the city up until 1999 when they eliminated that position in 1999 due to some budget cuts in that year. But now he actually runs the South Bend Alumni Association, does a great job doing that. And, of course, we cannot forget about my old buddy Lenny Butchkowski. Was my old neighbor back in the day on the northeast side of town. Spent many years as the baseball coach at John Adams High School. Led a lot of great Adams teams, a great teacher and a great motivator. And the Ken Schreiber of South Bend, if you will.
Is that right? Okay.
And those of you that know Ken,
time here.
Yes, it was. Ken Schreiber, of course, the Hall of Fame coach over at LaPorte, great motivator. Len Butchkowski was the same way over at South Bend Adams. He loved kids. He reached out to them, but had to be tough love when it was come necessary. And kids really respected old Lenny Butchkowski. And, of course, last year's winner, one of our great friends, the great Nan Tolchinski, the woman of South Bend sports. She has really put South Bend sports, at least women's sports, on the map over recent years as the director of athletics at LaSalle High School. And then after she got ready to retire, they brought her in to let her run the South Bend School Corporation athletics, and then she did retire. Unfortunately, her husband, Mark, who was a Porter Award winner, who gave years of service to our corporation as a teacher, as a principal, and, of course, is also an official, untimely death a little over a year ago. And I go into Tarkington School, and I'll tell you something. You can tell Mark's there. My son attends Tarkington School, and you walk in that building, and I'm an alumni of Tarkington School. You can feel Mark's presence in there. Mark, the winner of the Porter Award. Just to name a lot of the people who have been involved with these two awards, and these are just some great people here in South Bend that really need to be mentioned and thanked for all their great work.
Yeah, most certainly, John. Like I said, it was a who's who here tonight, and a lot of history in this room tonight, a lot of history.
And we were honored to be here and bring it to you here on BroadcastSport.net. We appreciate you joining us here tonight. We will have this archive. We have separate archives, we will, of Bob Berger, our interview with Bob Berger, as well as Teresa Hagenau, the Porter Award winner. We will have those on separate archives, and we will also have this archived out here hopefully later tonight for you here on BroadcastSport.net, so you can go back and rewatch this celebration over and over and over again. And it's been a great night here at the Scottish Rite Memorial Building here in downtown South Bend, Indiana, for the 2009 South Bend Community School Corporation Annual Coaches Dinner. A great night here tonight. Again, special thanks to Kirby Whitaker, the Director of Athletics for the South Bend Community School Corporation, and his assistant, Ellen Taylor, who really did a great job in putting this together. Also, special thanks to James Castle, the Superintendent of Schools of South Bend, who has just got so much on his plate right now. Was in Indianapolis. I was talking to him before we went on the air, and he said, John, I'm tired. He said, I got up at 3:30 this morning to go to a meeting in Indianapolis, spent most of the day in Indianapolis, and then spent 3 hours driving home so he can be here to honor the coach. And Jim's been with the corporation almost 40 years now himself as a teacher and as a principal, and I've had many dealings with him, and he is one of the biggest athletic supporters, if you will, and it's great to see him in the role that he is in. Thanks to him, as well as all of the great folks that have put this on here. Without the athletic directors, Bill Groves of Adams, Jay Dow of Riley, obviously, also Marilyn Cottons of St. Joe, and Becky Stafford, the acting director at Clay High School. They've done a great job in providing a great evening here, and we want to thank all of them for their great support. Again, we're going to take some time off next week for spring break. South Bend schools are on spring break starting tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 for the high schools. And we will be back with you with some baseball and softball coverage. That will start the beginning of April 13th, sometime in that week. And, of course, we will also have coverage of the Penn softball sectional this year over at Penn Field. That will come up right around before the Memorial Day holiday. We'll have all that for you. So just stay tuned. We'll keep our broadcast schedule updated. Check out our website for cancellations. We'll keep those updated. We also have several news and notes items that have been going on. And congratulations as well. While we're talking athletics, congratulations to Skylar Diggins. Miss Basketball, unanimous choice for Miss Basketball. Going to represent our state great. Was the co-MVP of the McDonald's All-Star game last night. 18 points. I don't know how many assists. She was co-MVP even though her team lost by two.
And then the night before, she won the three-point shooting contest.
And was back in school today, by the way. Yes, and she's going to play in a WBCA game in St. Louis, obviously, as part of the Final Four coming up on Saturday. So congratulations to her. Congratulations to the Clay boys basketball team on their sectional championship.
Exactly.
And I think Bob really brought it up great with South Bend basketball. All four teams in South Bend were 1-4 in the NIC standings this year in basketball. Even though that was thought to happen, what a great accomplishment for South Bend Athletics with all the school choice that we have.
Most definitely.
So it's been a great night here at the Scottish Rite Building. Again, we want to thank everybody. Thank you for taking your time, Bruce. It's been a great night. And, again, we'll have separate archives of the Bob Berger and Teresa Hagenow interviews. This will also be archived. If you want to watch the entire ceremony again, come back to our website later on tonight or anytime you wish and watch all of this as history being made here tonight at the Scottish Rite Building. So for Bruce and for Kirby, Ellen, Dr. Capsa, Dr. Wilson, and everybody involved here at the Scottish Rite Building, we wish you a pleasant good night right here on BroadcastSport.net. So long, everybody.